Everything I've done for you. I move the stars for no one. You've run so long, you've run so far. Your eyes can be so cruel.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Welcome back to the Beard Cave to enjoy episode 4 of the Bearded Brothers Movie Club. This podcast is a podcast where we discuss movies from our childhood, usually 90s or 80s, where me, the host, Ricky Piven, and my co-host,
Shane Reich,
meet every week, usually on Tuesdays, and we record a show for you. This week, Shane, for all the beards, non-beards, and lady beards, what movie did we watch?
We watched 1986's Labyrinth.
Yeah, we did.
Which was directed by Jim Henson, and is just an awesome movie from our childhood.
Oh, I watched that movie so much.
It stars David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly.
And David Bowie's dick.
And, yeah. Man, I love making cockballs jokes, but this one left me, like, speechless because there is so much
cockballs.
Cockballs.
And as the movie progresses and he changes his flamboyant outfits, he gets more cockballs.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. As he grows angrier throughout the course of the movie, his cockballs grows greater.
Yeah, to the point where it's just a ball. It's like a giant cock ball. Like, it's weird.
And he's got these weird glass balls that he's playing with in his hands all the time. And
yeah.
He's, like, fondling them playfully.
It's very strange.
It's just really sexual.
Yeah.
Which you would expect from David Bowie, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Ziggy Stardust or whatever.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Very, very sexualized everything in this movie.
Yeah, brief synopsis of the movie is, you got a 15-year-old Sarah, played by Jennifer Connelly, who accidentally wishes her baby half-brother, Toby, away to the Goblin King, Jareth, who will keep Toby if Sarah does not complete his labyrinth within 13 hours.
Yes. Sarah! Yeah, if you guys enjoyed the Arnold impersonations in Predator, you just wait. There's a lot of unnecessary singing in this movie.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of unnecessary singing on this podcast.
Yeah. Absolutely. But he's going to take the baby, like, if she doesn't get him within 13 hours.
Yeah, he's going to, like, turn him into a goblin.
Pretty much,
he's essentially saying that all the goblins in the Goblin Kingdom were babies.
Yeah.
And he's a baby. He's a fucking child thief.
Yeah, they're going to be goblins forever.
He's a pederast, and he's stealing children and turning them into goblins
so
that he can play with them. Like, look how he treats Hoggle.
Yeah. It's only forever, not long at all. He's just going to take
them
forever.
You're only a child for right now.
Man.
It's just so much. And it's all the same, like, tone for the singing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything he says sounds just like this.
He speaks very breathy.
Yeah, he's always... always fucking out of breath. Sarah, what? Why would you want your brother back? You wished him away, Sarah.
I just ran here. I just ran real fast.
Yeah, I was so out of breath. You know how hard it is to run with a dick like this? It fucking bounces off your thighs.
No support down here. This thing is just fucking,
like,
flopping around.
I have pants that are up to my tits.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just... they're fucking MC Hammer pants, but a little too tight. Like, it's just fucking weird. Like,
they're like horse riding pants.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They're riding
fucking
pants.
Riding pants, because he's going to ride some goblins.
Man, he's riding something. But, like, it takes me out of the movie, too. Like, every time he's on screen,
him.
Like, you can't not stare at his cock.
Yeah, I think that's the point. Yeah, I know this is a kid's movie, but David Bowie wrote in his contract that he wants people to look at his cock.
Yeah.
Like, so he has to wear the tightest pants, the tightest riding pants he can find. And the top half of his costume is going to be so flamboyant, covered in feathers and glitter and shit, so that the plain-ass pants he's wearing on the bottom accents the size of his dick.
Oh, yeah. And there's Speaking of glitter, there's fucking glitter on everything. In this
the
movie.
Trees, the rocks. They're like,
we
like
need
ground.
Things that can fucking reflect light on to David Bowie's cock bulge.
Yeah, we have to.
So you notice it more. Like.
Yeah, there's glitter. Everything has glitter in this movie. The moss has glitter on it. Everything's just fucking shiny, and everything's fucking wet. Yeah. Everything looks wet. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of wet, at the beginning of the movie, Sarah is fucking LARPing in a field by herself.
Yeah, this is before she enters the labyrinth. This is real world.
This is real world beginning. Sarah's LARPing. She's wearing like a dress and she's playing the fucking Goblin King play to her dog, Merlin. It's a girl.
Yeah. Is it a play or like a storybook? What do you
think? I think it's a... Well, she... Later on, she has a storybook called The Labyrinth,
right.
But I don't know if that's a story that she's created in her head and in the imaginary world, that she has a book of it.
Yeah.
But she's talking about the fucking Goblin King and shit with her dog. And then she's like, oh, damn it, it's time to go home!
Oh, shit! And the bell tolls, yeah. And she's like, oh, no!
So she runs away in this fucking Princess Bride dress she's wearing, and she's wearing jeans underneath it.
Like, she's just, whenever I go LARPing, I wear jeans.
Yeah.
Fucking...
And she crosses this bridge, and right when she gets to the middle, instantly rain.
It doesn't
like start gradually. It doesn't, you know, just come in a little bit. It's fucking downpour instantly.
And her dog are just barreling ass through town to try to go.
And through town, no other person to be seen.
And the rain is just following her exclusively.
Yeah, there's actually a part where she comes out of the woods where it's not raining on her until she gets into the camera almost on the road, and then the rain comes back.
And that exact moment in the movie is where she says her most said line in the movie, which I like to find a line that the women in our movies that we
like
watch
Kano?
Say.
Where's Kano?
Where's Kano? Exactly, that kind of thing. I like to find that, like, these people are going to say something a lot. And this one, she says so many times, it's not fair!
It's so unfair!
It's not fair! It's not fair! Damn! She says it the first time, running in the rain, in the real world, and that sets the tone. For
the rest of
the movie.
Movie, she's like, going to be whiny. She's going to be, it's not fair! It's not the Sarah show! It's the Bowie show!
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's fucking instantly pissed off at the world. But she's pissed off the most because she has to go home to her wicked nice stepmom.
Yeah, she's a fucking snooty little twat.
Like, her mom's like, look, we just need you to watch your brother. You know, me and your father don't get to go out too often. And she's like, you go out every other weekend.
I'm so sick of this. You don't even ask me anymore.
You don't ask me. And she's like, well, I figured if you had plans, you would tell me. And she just storms off upstairs. And then fucking TV show dad walks in. He's like, hey, Sarah, I'm glad you're home. How are you? And like, she's like, oh, she's so mad at me again. She ran upstairs to her room. I'll go talk to her for
Anything
you, honey.
I say to her, she treats me like I'm a wicked stepmother.
Yeah, I'll go talk to her, honey. Don't you worry. Like, he's fucking super dad from fucking The Beeve. Like, he's fucking ready to go talk to her. Like,
Sarah,
please
tell me
okay? What's
the matter.
Yeah, is everything okay?
Like, you even care?
Yeah, it's so
it
dramatic.
Took you like 2 minutes to get up here. Yeah. Fuck.
It's so fucking overly dramatic that she just has to watch her fucking little brother. On a rainy Saturday night.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You were just off hanging out by your fucking self by the bridge.
Yeah, you clearly don't really have any friends to hang out with.
Like 2 miles from home by yourself hanging out with your dog.
Yeah, like, what were you going to do?
Yeah.
You had no plans. And so, if fucking camera pans around her room, and if you watch this, I didn't notice this when I was a kid. I notice it now because I've watched it so many times. Everything in this movie is in her room.
Yeah, no, there's like...
Fucking everything.
If you take... That 1 minute that you're in your room, in her room, there's like a foreshadowing of the entire fucking
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, there's one of those wooden labyrinth games from back in the day, little marbles.
Yeah, there's little statues of the characters. That
yeah,
are in
little
the
stuffed
movie.
Animal statues. There's posters of fucking shit that happens
yeah,
in the movie.
M.C. Escher posters on the back.
And then she has a fucking David Bowie cock bulge Goblin King statue.
A statue
on
cock
her
bulge included
on her desk.
Yeah,
like
to and, scale.
And there's all kinds of like little hidden shit like. There's newspaper clippings of, like, her dead mother, who was apparently this world-famous actress with David Bowie. He's in the pictures. Like, he was an actor with her. So, like, that's, I'm guessing, how the likeness in her mind of the Goblin King looked like that dude.
Yeah,
because that dude acted with her mom, and she's like, oh, well,
that's
who I want to be with.
Pretty much, yeah. It's, like, one of those things where she's just I'm gonna try to emulate my mother's life in this weird fantasy land.
Yeah, in this fucking weird fantasy
land. It is twisted. She's a bitch too, though, man. Like, oh, yeah. She's got this little half brother, you know. Yeah. Her stepmom shit this kid out. Yeah. And it's her dad's kid, but it's not her mom's kid because her mom's dead. So she, like, hates this kid because she's a spoiled little bitch.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm used to being an only child, and I'm the only one that should have love.
Yeah.
Fuck this stupid pirate shirt wearing kid.
I hate this baby. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of that pirate shirt, that kid, the little striped pajamas he wears, my mom bought those pajamas for every kid in my, like, my niece and my two kids all had striped pajamas that looked like that so that she could give them the pajamas and go, you remind me of the babe. Because my mom fucking loves this movie. Oh, yeah. And my sister would fucking make her kid dance with that fucking stripes on going, you the babe of the power. Like, fucking dancing around and shit.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we watched this movie a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, no doubt.
It fucking rocks.
This is a fucking good movie. That's for sure.
But so,
she's got this, like... She's got to babysit the kid so her parents can go out, and it's a total bummer for her
because
she had some serious plans hanging out by herself in the park.
Yeah.
You know, reading this book that she's obviously read 4 million fucking times because she has it all kind of memorized.
Yep.
She's committing it to memory is what like her plan is. And she's like trying to get the kid to shut up because her baby fucking brother's a crybaby.
Yeah.
He's a baby! Well, of course he's crying.
She throws a tantrum on her bed for a moment, and then she looks at her wall and goes, ah! Lancelot!
Yeah.
Someone's been in my room! Somebody stole my stuffed animal! There's a stuffed bear, Lancelot, who's on the shelf must be 7 feet off the ground. It's above her bed. She has to stand on her bed to get to it. How the fuck did this baby take it?
This
baby did not take the stuffed animal.
This girl's 15 years old, two pals.
Yeah.
Like, all crazy upset about her stuffed animal being missing off
Lance show. A lot.
15 years old.
Yeah, so she fucking storms into fucking Toby's room, which is, I think it must be the parents' room too, because there's a big bed in there and there's no way that that's his bed.
Yeah.
And everything's white, so that must be the stepmom's fucking room. And the fucking bear is in the middle of the room on the floor. It's not even like in the crib with the baby.
Yeah,
just
right.
Bear. And that's when she gets all fucking mopey and like...
She's reading it like a... She's telling it a pretend story. Once upon a time, there was a spoiled child! And he ruined his sister's life by being a fucking baby
and being a little douche. Taking away all the parents' time and... I hate you! I hate you!
Goblin King!
I wish the goblins would take you away!
Yeah, she starts calling the Goblin King for help.
Yeah.
Goblin King! Goblin
that,
King!
Like,
wherever you may be!
That'd be like if, when we were kids, if we had like younger... Like, I had a younger sister. I mean, you were the younger sibling, but like... If I was like... Dr. Doom! Take my sister away from me! Like,
yeah, right,
like that's what it is. Like, it's just like making something up, going, oh, please take this child away!
Yes.
I don't want any responsibilities.
I just want to hang out by myself.
Yeah, and do nothing. Recite the labyrinth.
Yeah, she's like this sad little drama kid.
Drama queen.
You know, she's like a drama club kid, though, I mean. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's the drama club kid that doesn't have friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's the sad one. Like,
yeah.
You know, I got nothing against the drama club kids. I'm just saying, like, this she's like, aspiring to be one, and she doesn't have any fucking friends.
Yeah.
She's like, take this child away from me.
Yeah. And then all these fucking creepy goblins.
Yeah, you get pants to these goblins.
Yeah, pants to these goblins. They're all, like, sleeping. And then all of a sudden, they all wake up, they're like, oh,
there's a bitch up there.
I think she's going to say the words. She's going to say them. The words. Did she say them?
Did
like, all these fucking dumb goblins.
She's starting to say the words.
Did she say it yet? Oh, yeah, they're all fucking, there's, like, 15 of them on the screen. And they're like,
Listen. She starts talking.
She starts talking. Like, Goblin King, please take this child away from me. Like, oh.
They're like, fuck shit, the word. Did she learn the words?
Not the words. She said them wrong.
Damn it. And then they're like, she's got to say I wish. She has to say I wish or some shit.
Yeah. And then right before she leaves the room, I wish the goblins would take you away tonight. And then turns off the light like it's a fucking exclamation point to her state.
Bam.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn off the light angrily.
Yeah. Walks down the hallway.
Phone's closing.
Walks in the hallway. Baby noise is gone. No crying. And instantly she's like, Toby, are you okay? What happened? Why aren't you making any noise? I know that I don't want you to cry, and I don't want to hear your whiny ass all day, but the second you stop, I'm nervous and I'm concerned.
Did you suffocate in 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
She goes back in there, and frickin' baby's gone.
Yeah, baby's gone. Upset. Lifts up the fucking blanket. What's underneath? A fucking tribble. from the start. There's a fucking, the baby has turned into a triple.
Yeah, this goblin's hiding, like, she doesn't see him, but you see him watching it.
And you're like, they're like looking out of fucking, like, dresser drawers and shit. They're like, what's going on out there? She turns around, fucking gone. Instantly. They're like fucking creepers.
An owl flies. Does the owl Bowie fly in, or is it just Bowie that flies in?
The owl is like banging against the window.
Yeah, that's
like
fair,
banging.
Yeah.
It's trying to get in, trying to get in. The fucking window opens up. It's this huge window, and it opens up, and all this fucking glitter shoots in. And fucking David Bowie's just standing there. And he's like, Sarah.
Sarah.
She's like, where's my baby?
Like,
you know damned well where she is, Sarah.
Yeah. Your child. Your little brother is in my labyrinth. And he points out the window to a matte painting that's like flowing, like it's clearly.
There's a whole world right outside your window. Is like the theme of this like scene.
Exactly.
You look out the window, fucking matte painting.
It's a matte painting, like that looks like shit. And then it turns back to them, and they're in the painting. Like,
yeah.
And there's like these shitty trees behind them.
Yeah.
And he's like, "This is what you wish, Sarah. You wanted your brother to be gone. Go home, Sarah."
Don't you know that I've done this just for you?
So go home and play with your toys.
I took your shitty baby.
And she's like, no, I have to save my brother. He's like, all right, Sarah. You have to get to the center of the labyrinth by the 13th hour.
You're 13.
And you get 13.
Very unlucky number.
Yeah, I made this clock.
The 13-hour clock.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
So what, do they have 26 hours in their fucking days in Labyrinth Land?
Yeah, in Labyrinth Land, there's 2 extra hours to that
or
day.
Is it just a one big 13-hour day?
It's just, yeah, that's what it is. It's just a 13-hour day. At the end of the 13 hours, new day.
New day.
He moves the clock all the time. Every time he looks at it, he's like changing the hands. He's like,
touching it.
I love this clock. This is
the
my clock.
Or his glass balls.
Yeah, he's like, I got this big clock in my hands.
And did you notice my cock bulge?
Yeah.
Sarah, look at my cock. I know you're only a 15-year-old girl, Sarah.
Yeah.
But I'm not a man, I'm a goblin king.
Exactly. So he's like, oh, you know, you have 13 hours to get to the center of the lab and save your brother. And he fades out while walking backwards to the clock. He's like, don't try to save him. And he fucking disappears like a spooky ghost.
And she's like upset, but she's like, well, I guess I've got to do it.
Yeah.
Well, let's go, feet. Come on, feet. Let's go. Like we're going to leave your fucking feet behind.
Let's do this, feet.
Come on, feet.
Come on. Put one in front
She's
of the other.
Looking
let's
around.
Do this.
Who do I got? Nobody, like usual? Well, feet.
Feet it is. Yeah. So
Man.
She walks down with fucking, just glitter.
Oh, yeah.
So much glitter in this movie.
Yeah, and she stumbles upon our fucking little sidekick, like, right after that, right? Like, shortly thereafter?
She meets the worm first.
I thought she met Hoggle first, and he told her to go in that door. And then in the door, there was, like, a hallway that never ended.
Yes.
Yeah,
so that's right.
So she met
Hoggle. He's taking a fucking piss.
Yeah, he's having a piss.
He's having a piss in a pool. Like, there is a pee in his ool. He's fucking standing there taking a leak, fixes his pants, turns around, there's little fairies flying around, and he fucking sprays them with one of them old school bug sprayer things.
Yeah.
And he's flying, he's counting, he's like 56, 57. He's fucking like,
I will
taking
kill
them out.
These motherfucking fairies.
He's like, fuck these fairies. These fairies are way too happy to be around me. Fucking
Hoggle fucking hates fairies. He's scared of fucking Jareth like a motherfucker.
And the Bog of Eternal Stench.
He hates the Bog of Eternal Stench, which we'll get to later. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's
Hoggle
a prick.
Is a prick. He does dink shit all fucking movie. First off, he's pissing in the pool.
Yep.
Not
cool.
You don't piss in the pool.
No, that's not cool. What if someone wants to swim in that pool? Full of piss.
It's not good, man.
No one likes that.
Secondly, he kills fairies. I mean, they're dickhead fairies.
They're dink fairies, yeah. Sarah picks one up, it bites her hand.
Yeah, she's like trying to save the fairy's life, and the fairy's like, I'm gonna bite, bitch.
Yeah, and Hoggle laughs.
He's like, what do you expect?
What do you expect? That's what fairies do.
What did you expect from the fairies?
Yeah, they fucking bite people.
He tries to lead a bitch back to the beginning of the labyrinth, like, throughout the course of the movie.
Oh, yeah, the whole time. He's like, oh, I'm gonna help you get out of this labyrinth to the beginning.
He's a greedy little bastard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got trinkets.
Yeah, he's like, well, if you give me your fucking plastic bracelet, well, maybe I'll help you.
Yeah.
What else does he do? Leaves a bitch behind, feeds her dirty peaches.
We'll get to all that.
He's an ass.
But at least he first opens the door for her to get into the labyrinth.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking... He's like, so what are you going to do now? She's like, well, I'm going to fucking go through this door you just opened. And he's like, why? Because you opened it.
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
So she goes through the door, and on left to the left and to the right is an eternal fucking hallway full of glitter.
It goes on forever.
And mossy eyes. It's like
these
eyeballs.
Weird eyeball stalk plant life.
Yeah, they almost look like coral.
Yeah.
But they're made out of moss.
Right.
And you can tell that it's clearly people's fingers.
Yeah, it's like the fingers from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, with the eyes on them.
I'm going to make that sound, and I'm like wiggling my fingers. They don't make that sound, but I'm going to make the fuck out of that sound.
The eyes are like following her around as she runs around, and she's just like, fuck this hallway. So she stops and leans against the wall, and my favorite character in this whole fucking movie is against that wall. It's this little fucking worm with blue poofy hair.
The worm guy.
The worm guy.
Hello.
And she's like, did you just say hello? I was like, no. I said hello, but it's okay.
That shit's the same.
Yeah. And like,
come in and meet the missus.
Yeah, he walks in to like come in and drink some tea and stuff. Like, he's like 1 inch big.
Yeah, how's she going to fit in that fucking hole?
Right.
Especially with her fucking cheeks growing and shrinking the whole
time. Yeah, she gains weight, loses weight the whole time in this movie. It's weird. With this fucking worm, he's wearing a little red scarf. He's like fucking little gentleman and stuff. He's fucking sweet.
He's a cool character.
He's the coolest shit. He's like the nicest character in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is an asshole.
He's an asshole too, though. Because he's like, how do I. Do you know how to get through the labyrinth? And he's like, I'm just a worm.
Just go that way. And she's like, that's a wall. He's like, no, it's not. And she walks. It's like an optical illusion where it looks like a flat wall. But it's actually a doorway to another wall that's exactly the same, so it looks like one
super
wall.
Super secret opening.
Yeah, so she walks through it, and she's like, oh, fuck yeah, thank you. And she goes to take a left, and he's like, don't go that way. And she's like, oh, okay, it goes the other way. And he's like, she would have gone that way, she would have gone straight to the castle. Fuck you, dick.
Damn, that was a close one.
That was a close one. She would have gone, the castle is right there.
Imagine how short this fucking movie would have been, though, if
she
should
have gone that way. Right?
Well, maybe the worm knew, though, like... She's gonna need friends.
She needs to meet some fucking people. Yeah, because she has no friends.
It's gonna be an experience.
This whole movie is her getting more imaginary friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she needs friends.
You could tell right from the start, too, when they're hanging out at the fucking bridge by herself. Yeah. This bitch needs friends.
So now, she's walking around fucking drawing a lipstick on the ground.
Yeah, she's walking like around, like, looking at all the weird things that are in the labyrinth. There's, like, stone hands pointing different ways, and she's like... Was it lipstick? She's like...
Yeah, she's got like a red lipstick and she's making arrows in the ground so she knows what way she came from. And when she walks away, little dudes come out of the floor and like...
Yeah, they're like little simians, little monkey guys.
They look like little monkeys and they just fucking... And they fucking change the arrow, they like spin it.
So hey there, chum, let's turn these fucking stones so she doesn't know which way she came from.
Yeah, or they just flip them around completely so the arrow's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just fucking shaking their fists at her and stuff. They're like, get out of my home!
Get out of here!
Yeah. She finally notices a couple minutes later, and she's like, This place is not fair!
Someone is changing my markings! This is so unfair!
I'm going to cry a little bit.
Yeah, so this is when she meets the 69 door dudes.
Yeah, the tops and bottoms rat dog fucking scallywags.
Yeah. They're fucking, there's one dude upside down, one dude right side up, and there's a shield blocking. So it doesn't really, you don't know if they're, like, connected.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, if they're connected, like, belly to back. But they still have legs sticking out the top and the bottom, and hands sticking out the top and the bottom. So I don't get it.
Yeah, it's real weird, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're just weird altogether.
Yeah.
One of them's supposed to be, like...
One of them always tells the truth. One of them always lies.
And you know what I don't get, though, is whoever told her, whichever one told her that.
Yeah.
Like.
What if that's the one that was lying?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like,
that's not true at all. I made that shit up to fuck with this girl.
Yeah, like, actually, we don't know where these doors go.
Yeah.
Yeah, one door continues on the labyrinth, and one door leads to instant death.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the kill screen. Like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what they said. One of them's going to lead to the castle. And the other one?
Certain death. Certain doom or something like that. Like, they had to make it, like, foreboding. Like, certain doom.
Yeah.
And doom fucking... Awaits you. So she, like, tricks them, and she's like... She asks one of them, well, if you're the one that tells the truth, and he's the one that tells a lie, then what door would he say is the door that goes to the castle? And they're like, that one? Like, they're all fucking confused.
She's like, I figured it out.
She's like, oh, I'm so smart. I think I'm getting to learn these things. I think I'm getting smarter as I go.
Yeah.
And she goes through the door and the fucking floor falls out from her and she goes into the fucking grabby hand tower.
She falls through this chamber of hands. They're just like, these hands are like one of my favorite things in the whole movie too. They call themselves the helping hand.
Yeah, we're helping hands.
We're helping hands. Which way do you want to go? Up or down?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pointed that way.
Yeah, which way? Yeah, which way?
She chose down!
She chose down! And the fucking... the hands... it's like a chamber of hands that are making faces. Like, they're making eye... like, there's like six hands, and they'll make mouths and mustaches and eyes and eyebrows. And they're like, which way do you want to go?
Big old hand noses.
Yeah. And so she says down, and they're fucking laughing at her. Like, they... so they drop her down, and she falls into the hallway with the big heads...
She falls into the oubliette, doesn't she?
She's in the oubliette.
Doesn't she meet Hoggle down
there? Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes into the oubliette.
Yeah.
Which is the place where you go...
yeah, because they're like, she's in an oubliette. Like, because you see, that's when you see Jareth, and he's like, she's in the oubliette.
Damn it, she shouldn't have made it this far.
And this is when we have fucking dance magic happen. Yeah, this is right, when he's all fucking goblin dancing, and the goblins are like, she's in the oubliette. And he's like, oh, she won't get that further than this. She's going to turn around. She doesn't want to do anything.
She's lazy.
Yeah, she's a bitch. So this
she's
is where we
cry about how it's not fair.
Yeah, so this is where we break into first David Bowie 80s fucking music video. Like, I think somebody told David Bowie, hey, this Labyrinth movie, it's a musical, but told nobody else. Because everything he says is in song, and this is when we have the, you remind me of the Babe.
What Babe?
The Babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
Oh, we could go on forever.
Like, he just breaks in the song, and then he's just like fucking like belting him out. He's like, you said that baby!
Right as hard as Babe could cry!
It's almost ridiculous how much he sings in this movie. Dude, it's in his contract. Like, if we have David Bowie, he's got to sing.
Yeah.
That's it. His cock's going to hang out, and he's got to sing.
Yeah, we got to get it. You know what, though? Like, the other people that they considered for this role were, like, Michael Jackson and Prince.
But those would have been more ridiculous.
Either of those fucking guys stealing babies.
Right? Yeah, it's a little much. Like... that's a little pointing fingers. Yeah.
But you know what they did is I think they probably lined the three of them up in, like, a casting room.
Yeah.
And were like,
try these pants on.
All right, gentlemen, show us your cock bulges.
Everyone try on these riding pants.
You all sing about the same, you all dance fairly well, but we need to see your cock bulges before we can do any serious casting.
Like, let's see.
Because I feel like casting agents sound like
that. Michael Jackson, you grab yours too much. David Bowie, yours is out on show. It's on Showcase. Let's do this. Come on down.
Yeah. You know, another thing though that they were like, they probably considered is, it's a Goblin King. You know what I mean? He's got to be a little creepy looking. All three of those people are creepy looking.
Yeah.
But David Bowie's got those British teeth.
Yes, he's got the British teeth, and his face is. It's weird that he turns into an owl in this movie because his face is almost like wolf like. Like, it's like,
yeah, you're right, yeah,
pointy,
he's got
like
a weird lupine.
It's like
kind of
pointy towards the chin, and like his cheekbones are weird. Like, it's you think that he would turn into like a dog instead of an owl.
What could he do?
So they're fucking dancing with the baby, they're throwing him up in the air.
Oh man, they are throwing the fuck out of that baby.
They're tossing babies.
They're like, shake that shit up.
Yeah, like. So they're fucking throwing around, everyone's having a good time. The baby makes these little giggling noises. Turns out, David Bowie recorded those.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because he's like, look, if I'm going to steal a baby, I need to be a baby.
I got to get in mind of a baby.
Just record me saying things like... yeah, just baby noises. So then it brings us back to the oubliette, where we see Hoggle again. And she calls him... is this what she calls him? Hogwart?
Yeah, she calls him some damn thing.
Like, Higgle, Hogwart, Higgle. Ham's Head. Like, they call him, like, 95 things in this
They
movie.
Call him a bunch of shit that's not his name, and he always corrects them.
Yeah,
like, under his
like,
breath,
he's like, it's Hoggle.
It's Hoggle. It's Hoggle. Damn it, nobody remembers my name. It's so mean. I've been watching this show on TV where everybody knows your name, but here nobody knows my name.
I bet you he's watching that shit.
Oh, yeah. He's like... Cheers is a place where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, nobody cheers an ugly old
dwarf,
though.
That's the scene that they didn't put in that you were talking about?
Yeah!
He's at a bar,
yeah,
he's at a bar drinking, it's Cheers!
Yeah.
They're like, shit, we didn't get the rights to Cheers, we can't put this in the movie.
And he's a dink because he's constantly fucking with her, but at the same time, he does show her ways through shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah, like she's, the oubliette, it's like a, it's a chamber with no way out. And it's just a place where people are going to forget about you. And she's like, well, I'll give you this bracelet. I see that you like trinkets, because he's got all this shit hanging from his fucking bandolier that's across his chest. He's got all these just fucking, like, this is a pipe, and there's just jewelry, and there's a bag of jewels.
So you know what? Like, I love the word bandolier.
Bandolier rocks.
Go on.
So she fucking shakes this little bracelet from him, and he's like, oh, fuck yeah. What is that? I want it.
What's
want
it made of?
Yeah, she's like, it's plastic. And he's like, ooh.
He's like, plastic?
Plastic.
What the fuck is that? Yeah. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, so she fucking like gives unobtainium. Him the, she gives him the bracelet. He slams this piece of plywood against the wall, opens it up, and it's a closet, and all these pots and pans fall out. And he's like,
oh, it's the broom closet.
Wrong door. He closes it and opens it on the other side, fucking way out.
Which is awesome. Doors that open different ways to different things.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Like, I wish I had that shit at my house. I'd open up my fridge one way and it would be empty, and I'd open it up, like, the opposite way and it would be full of shit.
Right.
I would love that to fuck with people who came to my house.
Yeah, but you'd have to watch out if you opened it another way. Fucking Gozer that goes
there. Yeah, Gozer would be out. I was just gonna say that!
Gozer's in your fridge.
Yeah, and then I fuck with that fridge. I don't want to open it ever again.
God damn. That's what it means to be the keymaster.
Right. Open it. So they fucking, they go through this door and it brings them in the hallway.
This is the hallway of stone faces.
Yeah, it's the hallway of stone faces, and they're like, go back. And it's all like, it sounds like Christopher
Don't
Lee.
Go on now. This is not the way.
It sounds like fucking Dr. Claus in there, Christopher Lee. It's all fucking.
Yeah, Dr. Claus
like,
in there.
Ian McKellen's doing a voice like,
soon it will be too late.
Yeah. And Hoggle's like, shut up. And someone's like, oh, come on. It's been so long since I've said this. He's like all super British, like pissy.
Yeah, he's
pissy. I haven't said it in so long. Can I please say it? And he's like, fine, say it. He's like,
yeah, but he even says it like,
you can say it, but nobody's gonna give a fuck about it.
Like, yeah, he's like, go ahead, we don't give a fuck.
And he's like, okay, good. And he goes, go back.
For the path you take will lead to sudden destruction.
Just all these fucking stone faces. So, and then what the fuck did they? Oh, this is where they run. This is a little goblin beggar.
Yeah, they run into. Yeah, they run into Bowie Goblin.
Yeah, Bowie Goblin. He's fucking crouched down. He's like begging for change.
He's got like a weird fucking bird nose or yeah. on or whatever.
And then in 2 seconds, like a fucking transformer, stands up, takes off this goblin costume, and he's David Bowie.
Yeah, like, he's like one of those magic towels that you like put a little water on, and all of a sudden this little coin-sized piece of fabric grows into a washcloth.
Yeah,
you know, fucking clean your cock bulge with.
And he's like, Higgle, what are you doing? And he's like, it's Hoggle.
Damn it.
God damn it.
Yeah, and this is where Hoggle's like, shit, man, I wasn't fucking around. I was taking her back to the beginning. I was just
doing my thing.
Taking the weird scenic route. Instead of leaving her in the oubliettes.
In the oubliettes, which is where she would have been forgotten forever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because he's trying to help, fucking David Bowie brings out the fucking cleaner.
Yeah, he throws one of his magic balls and it turns into this fucking room auger.
Yeah, it's a fucking roto-rooter for a fucking tunnel.
Yeah.
And they fucking, so they're hauling ass down this tunnel and they find a gate and they can't get through. So they just push on this little wall that opens up. It's like a fucking hidden door. Another hidden door.
Yeah.
And the fucking cleaner goes by and it's a dude on a unicycle.
Two dudes, one on either side, like,
yeah,
pedaling together. It's like a fucking tandem bicycle.
Tandem unicycle thing.
Yeah, yeah. Tandem goblo cycle.
Yeah. Like a, and that's where they fucking find the ladder that brings him up to Birdman.
Yeah, the wise man who sits upon a throne of books.
Yeah, it's like giant books. Giant,
you know, we need to illustrate that this is a wise old man.
Yeah.
How are we gonna do it?
Books.
Sit him on a throne of books.
Yeah.
And he talks like this, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna go sit on my book.
And he's got a bird on his head, it's like, oh, where are they going?
That bird is so fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, and it's like, ah, what are you doing?
Grab it by its dopey bird neck and fucking strangle it. You know?
Oh yeah, that fucking bird. And it was fucking Mexican too, because at one point it said like...
Yeah, it was Mexican,
what
you're right.
What the fuck did it say? Something senorita?
Or adios amigos? Or
yeah, something like that. Like it turned into...
Yeah, it says some Spanish shit.
Dallas all of a sudden.
Yeah, it says some Spanish shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they fucking... They don't know where to go. So they ask this old man, and he's like, oh god, and he falls asleep.
Sometimes if you want to go forward, you've got to turn backwards and fucking fall asleep in a throne of books.
Yeah. So the fucking bird pecks at him and wakes him up. Because the bird literally is coming out of the top of his head like a fucking umbrella hat.
Yeah, like it's like a weird umbrella hat, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's weird. It's hard to explain. It's just like the neck and the head coming out of the top of his head. And it fucking wakes him up, and he's like, oh, and he's got a little fucking, he's got an offering plate from, like, church. Like a little bucket
thing.
Yeah,
like an alms can. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I could give you this bracelet, but that's fucking Higgles. So she's like, I'll give you this ring. And Hoggle's like, fuck!
Why are you giving him that shit?
I want that ring!
Like,
come on. So she gives him the ring, and they leave. And that's when she's like, adios, señorita, or some shit like that. And they fucking walk away.
And that must have been what set off Hoggle.
Yeah,
because
he got
right
pissed off, and he fucking left.
He's like, fucking bitch gave that ring that I wanted to that
fucking
old
bird
man
dude
with the mustache.
Yeah, so Hoggle leaves. So now she's walking through like a hedge maze from The Shining.
Yeah.
And there's fucking little dudes, little fucking
Legend
fleshy,
of Zelda guys.
Yeah, the Legend of Zelda knights. And they have fleshy, hairless fucking rats on top of pikes.
Yeah, little weird naked rat sticks. They're like, these monster things on these sticks are like their weird weapons that are awesome.
Yeah, it's like a little rat and a weapon at the same time. It like fucking bites you and shit. And
that.
This is where we meet fucking Ludo.
Yeah, Ludo.
Ludo rocks. Ludo is a beard.
He is a beard monster.
He's a beard monster.
He's like one of the wild things.
Yep.
From, you know.
Where the wild things are.
That.
That book.
And he's just like a giant hairy beard with frickin' horns and a giant lip.
Yeah. And he talks dumb.
He talks dumb. Dude, he's like, he's the most animated faced dude in the whole thing.
Yeah. And he talks dumb. Instead of making him, like, say a bunch of long, like, big words and stuff, he just, like, friend,
Ludo,
Sarah. Yeah, so Ludo's hanging upside down from a tree. And these dicks from Zelda, the little knights from Zelda, have the little fucking skinless, little bitey fucking rat things on his sticks, and they're like poking at him and letting him bite him and just pissing him off.
He's like crying. And she's like, you know, I'd love to help him. I wish I had something to throw. Like, that's her plan. I'm going to throw something at these four fucking monster wielding goblins. They're wielding monsters. Monsters wielding monsters. Yeah. How do you fight that? You throw a rock at him.
Throw a rock.
And luckily, Ludo has what?
The power of rocks.
He has rock power.
Rock Ludo's friend.
Yeah. He just fucking goes, and fucking rocks come.
Hey, you guys!
Calls the rocks over.
So these fucking little pebbles fall down to her feet, so she picks them up, and she throws these pebbles hard enough at the monsters where it fucking
spins
their helmets
around,
spins their whole bodies around like they're fucking throwing it up. They're like, oh, fuck!
And then they keep, like, bashing their monster sticks into each other.
Yeah, and they run off in a hedge maze, and you just see the monster sticks, and they're fucking bouncing around and falling over and shit.
They don't know what's going on. They're like, get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, they're so lost. So then Sarah goes to help Ludo get down from the tree.
Yeah.
Instead of gently lowering him down, she's just like, oh, I'll get it, and fucking pulls the rope, and he fucking slams into his big dopey head.
Yeah, and he's like, shit, friend?
Yeah, you helped me by smashing my face into the ground. You're my friend now.
Yeah, they're total pals after that.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this chick saved me, we're gonna be pals, it's gonna be cool, we're gonna go fight that fucking Jareth guy.
Jareth.
We're gonna summon some rocks all over the place. All of a sudden, magically, out of nowhere, couple of knockers appear.
Yeah, door knockers.
Not the dirty kind.
Yeah, not dirty knockers. Well, no, they might have been dirty old man knockers.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine sounding fucking knockers.
Yeah. Yeah, one's got knockers in his ear, so he can't hear anything. And he's like, oh, don't talk to him. He's had that thing in his mouth for a long time. We're and like, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
They're like, what? They're like, what? And he goes, I don't know, I can't hear you. They're like, you just heard them say what?
Yeah.
Because you replied.
Yeah.
I can't hear. I can't hear anything. So they take the fucking knocker out of the dude's mouth.
The ring.
And he's just like, oh, God, that feels so good not to have anything in my mouth for once.
That damn Jareth was just here earlier and he fucked me in the mouth like four times.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm used to being forced to have things in my mouth.
Yeah. And fucking Ludo puts the thing in his mouth. He's like, look, I'm a door knocker. He's so dumb. He's so dumb.
You gotta love how dumb he is, though.
Yeah. So, they just decide to pick one of the doors by putting that fucking thing back in the dude's mouth. But he won't take it. So she has to fucking plug his nose so he can't breathe.
He's like how your olive-looking eyes are, like, darting about.
And she pinches his nose like it's a baby that doesn't want to eat his peas.
And instead of clenching his teeth and, like, just breathing through his mouth with clenched teeth,
yeah.
Which...
Yeah,
you can do
it. Oh, yeah.
He just opens his mouth as wide.
And she fucking slams it into his mouth. Like a fucking...
Yet any
dirty hole.
All broke. Bam!
Yeah.
Open up, bitch. I want in.
Yeah. Fucking knocks on the door, and then we go into weird... Is this when we had the weird fire creatures?
Yeah, this is where Ludo falls through a hole in the fucking...
Yeah, they're just walking through the fucking glitter forest.
Yeah.
Because there's glitter everywhere, and fucking Ludo's like, oh, friend. And Sarah's like, yeah, let's find out where we're going. And then, without a sound, he's not like, fuck! And like, without a sound,
fuck!
Falls through a hole in the floor, gone.
Yeah, he's gone, and she's like, Ludo!
And she turns around,
Ludo,
like,
it's so unfair!
It's so unfair, my friend's gone now.
Yeah, and she fucking runs into these weird, humpy rat monkey fire dancers. Who fucking pelvic Muppet thrusted up like crazy.
Yeah, it's the Muppet Hump Dance. Like, they're fucking just shaking their balls, and they're shaking their ass, and they pull themselves apart, and they take their heads off, and they hit them like golf balls, and then there's a fucking Rodney Dangerfield fucking Muppet. He's like, hey, it was my mother!
Yeah. Like, they're singing this weird song. They sound all Jamaican at some points.
Yeah.
You don't know... I can't understand any of the
fucking
words.
No, I see what they said. Yeah. And they fucking... They try to take her head off.
Yeah.
Like, they're yanking on her head, trying
which
to pull
it
off.
Which is bullshit, because later, when she fucking grabs their heads...
They get all pissed!
They get all pissed. Hey, you're only allowed to take off your own head! What the fuck were you just trying to do to her, man?
Trying to take
she
her head.
She dies! What are you doing?
Come on! Devil in there. Like, what the fuck?
Don't you... Follow your own rules.
Yeah.
But
when Hoggle comes back, though.
Yeah, Hoggle helps her out of there.
Yeah.
And their heads are flying
out.
Yeah,
their ears are flapping.
these puppets are cool-ass puppets, though. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that song fit the movie, but...
At all.
They're cool as hell.
Yeah. I like them. They're weird, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where Hoggle's back. He now saves them. And while she was... walking around with Ludo, Hoggle saw Jareth.
Yeah,
and he's like, Hoggle, don't let her kiss you. And he's like, and he's like, if she kisses you, I'll turn you into the prince of the eternal stench.
He's so damn pleased with himself.
If she kisses you, I'll turn you into a prince. He's like, really?
A prince? Really? That's fucking cool. I'm gonna let her kiss me right now.
The Prince of Stench! Fuck! Damn it!
Gotcha!
Gotcha, fucker!
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So when Hoggle saves Sarah, she kisses Hoggle, and it instantly makes the floor drop out right to the bottom of eternal
stench.
Like, fucking right there. Like, no matter where they were standing in the world, and she kissed him, bottom of eternal stench.
Oh, man. And this bog of eternal stench...
Yeah, we have to have a discussion about it.
It is filled.
It is filled with throbbing, gaping, spitting...
Dirty
buttholes. Like, you just look at the water, there's just little anuses everywhere, and they're fucking...
It's like the rectal fucking minefield.
And not only do they look like assholes, the noise this bog makes is fart noises.
Yeah, it's you know,
and it's like
farts.
It's like spitting water out of these little buttholes, like when you have the runs. It's just like,
yeah.
Like it's just fucking shooting it up in the
and
air.
Ludo's there.
Yeah, he
that's
magically
like where
appears.
He dropped to apparently.
Yeah, he magically appears and he's like, smell
bad.
Oh, shit. It stinks here.
Yeah, and fucking Hoggle's all pissed off. He's like, you shouldn't have kissed me. Now we're here. We're doomed. I hate this place.
Why'd you kiss me?
This is the place I hate the most.
Yeah.
Out of any place we could be, this is what I hate the most.
Yeah, if you... Apparently, if you touch the fucking swamp juice, you stink for the rest of your life. Which is a farce.
You can't wash it off.
It's a farce, because they touch that
stuff. They touch that. Yeah, Sarah walks on rocks that's covered in this stuff, and we don't smell it
anymore. No. And it's, you know, just these weird farting odor bubbles are coming up. It's making the gross sound effects.
Yeah, oh yeah, all kinds of fart noises. And you just look, and it's just this, it's like throbbing fucking
hole. The sea of buttholes.
Yeah, it's so... weird and awkward, but this is where we get to meet Sir Didymus.
Yeah, Sir Didymus guards the bridge across rocks. The sea of fucking buttholes.
Yeah, and he reminded me of Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Like the guy who fights fucking windmills because he thinks they're monsters, and he's just like, you can't cross this bridge! This is my bridge! No one can cross this bridge without my permission! And they're like,
can we have that shit
then? Can we have permission to cross it? And he's like, yes.
Yeah, you can. He like had a battle with Ludo.
Yeah, too. Ludo fucking had a big stick.
He grabs his giant stick, almost kills him, and Didymus is like, well, it turns out that we're gonna be friends, because you almost killed me with your stick.
We're gonna be brothers forever.
Brothers?
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, you almost killed me. Good guy. Good guy, we're friends.
You wanna join the team?
Yeah, sir, we're friends. Please don't hit me with that stick anymore. Yeah. It hurts really bad.
Yeah, so join the team. We need your help.
Yeah, it's kind of like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, which...
where Dorothy grabs people along the way to join her team.
Right.
Which is another book that we see multiple times in this movie.
Yeah, it's like a huge inspiration for...
for getting all her friends. And like, Ludo's kind of like the lion. And fucking Sir Didymus is like...
yeah,
Toto.
Yeah.
Because he's a little fucking, like, fox dog thing. And he rides a sheepdog... named Ambrosius, which is the coolest name. If I ever have a dog, I think I might name it Ambrosius.
Yeah, which, you know, her dog, Sarah's dog, back in real world land, was named Merlin, and was a fucking girl dog. Named Merlin.
And it's the same dog.
Yeah, it's
and
the
she
same dog.
Doesn't notice.
She doesn't notice that this dog is her dog. Apparently, your only friend in real world land doesn't mean fuck all to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. No. Who gives a fuck? So then they go... and Hoggle sees Jareth again.
Yeah.
And Jareth's like, Hoggle, listen, buddy, pal. She fucking can't get to my castle.
You gotta feed her.
You gotta feed her this
dirty
peach. Here's this gift. I'm gonna give you my glass ball, and when you catch it, it turns into a peach. So now, this fucking peach, Hoggle is supposed to give it to her, and he's like, oh, she's the only friend I got.
I can't do it.
But
I won't do it.
But I'm a coward. And they're walking through the woods, and Ludo's like, hungry! And this means everyone's hungry.
Oh, yeah. It's like when you're in a car ride, and you're like, man, I gotta piss. Everyone has to piss.
Oh, yeah. And fucking... so, Hoggle comes around, he's like, Sarah? And she's like, yeah, Hoggle? And he's like, I have this peach. I know we haven't gone by any peach trees, but I have this peach in my pocket.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, cool! And she takes a big bite out of it without, like, washing it or rinsing it off, but looking at it, see if it's dirty. It came out of this creepy little man's pouch.
Yeah, you don't trust things that come out of creepy little
And she just takes a giant bite out of it, falls asleep.
Yeah, she goes into trippy land. She
does fucking drugs. It's like the poppy field in Wizard of Oz, or like the apple in Snow White that puts her to sleep.
Yeah, she fucking peaches in the labyrinth land make you trip balls anyway.
Yeah, so she goes into the little bubbles. Because fucking David Bowie's fucking...
He's
groping these orbs like they're a fucking ball bag. And he's just like fucking... he's playing with them. And he just grabs one every now and then and throws it in the air and it floats off like a bubble.
Yeah.
And it fucking turns into ballroom dance monster fucking party land.
Yeah. Monster Masquerade.
Yeah.
And it's like another fucking song starts playing...
as the world falls down, I'll be there for you.
Yeah. Or whatever the...
and everyone in there is fucking wearing these creepy-ass monster masks. They're all laughing.
Yeah, and all the monster masks have fucking cock noses. Because you can't do anything in this goddamn movie without some sort of phallic reference.
Yeah, they all have cock noses. People are grabbing the cock noses.
Yeah, they're fucking...
like, stroking them and shit. Like, oh yeah, it's fucking weird. But this is supposed to make Sarah forget...
yeah.
That she's hunting her brother because she's in this fairyland now,
yeah,
where she's just going to dance with David Bowie for the rest of the evening.
until she gets dropped off in fucking dumpster.
Well, she realizes that she's in a dream, in this dream. A dream inside of a dream, because pretty sure the Labyrinth thing's not real. But it's a dream inside of a dream, and she realizes that, so she takes a chair and throws it through the wall, where she falls into dumpster.
Yeah, that's right. The outside was like a reflection. It was like a curved reflection.
Yeah, because she was inside one of those balls.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck, that's a weird curved reflection. Yeah. I better throw a chair at it.
Yeah, and then she falls down, kind of like Alice down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And she falls into a junkyard that has these creepy junk people.
Yeah, these weird dumpster backpack type guys.
Yeah, everything that they find that's theirs, they throw on their back.
Yeah. And one of them, like, talks to her and is like,
take she's trying to, like, the house. She's trying to, like, convert her to fucking be a dumpster lady.
Yeah.
Let me take you into this new fucking pocket of dumpster that we found.
She sounds like Agra from fucking Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
Agra!
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I found
your Gelfling.
I found your teddy. This is your teddy. This is your bear. You take your bear.
Follow me.
She's just piling stuff on Sarah's back, and it's making a backpack. She's like, oh, your number game. It's your counting game. You can count things. Oh, what about your floppy bunny bear?
You need your shit.
It's pretty much what she's telling her, like,
forget about whatever you were doing. You need your shit.
Yeah. It's essentially saying, be materialistic.
Forget
Forget that you're trying to find your brother. This is your stuff.
He doesn't care about you.
Remember, he stole your bear.
Which makes you wonder if all... There was a bunch of dumpster people in Junkland.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if all these dumpster people in Junkland were people who previously lost babies.
Which would make sense if Jareth is turning babies into goblins, right, and they have a goblin city
right next door to Junkland.
Yeah, it's in front of it.
Yeah.
It's like he just throws his trash out there. He's like, oh, you can't find your baby.
But something reminds her...
She finds the Labyrinth book.
She finds the book.
Yeah.
And she's reading it, and she's like, oh, shit. Her whole fucking memory comes back.
Yeah, because in the book, it's something about you have to find the child from the Goblin King and stuff, and she remembers, and the fucking walls just implode on themselves.
Yeah.
And fucking Ludo.
Ludo and
Sir
Lord,
Didymus.
Yeah, Sir Didymus
fucking outside.
Out there.
They're like, oh, I know we were just in the woods.
Perfect timing.
But now we're in Dumpsterland. Yeah.
And shit, let's get to Goblin Town.
They turn around, like, literally just turn around, Goblin City, right there.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
And that dumpster lady's like, but your stuff, it's real important! And she's like, no, fuck my stuff.
Like, I don't need my stuff.
I need my brother.
Toby. So they fucking...
Toby.
Yeah.
What a shitty name.
Right? And that's not what the kid's name was supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah, that's the actual kid's name.
It's his actual name,
yeah.
And when they said it, he would respond. So they had to call him Toby. So they kind of got fucked into that one.
Not that Toby's an actual shitty name. It's just, you know, for this bit...
For this movie, it's just...
It's weird.
Boring.
I expect Toby to be like... I don't know.
Like, even if they just called him Tobias instead of Toby, it would have been more like... Labyrinth-like.
Yeah, really.
Because you get Jareth.
You got Lancelot.
Jareth. Sir Didymus.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, Sir Diddle. Diddly.
I'm going to take her around back, and we're going to get down to a little Didymus, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to teach her some of Sir Didymus. I'm going to teach her why they call me Sir Didymus. I'm the most Didymus around here.
That's like probably what they call David Bowie's cock balls.
Did you see that guy's Didymus?
Yeah, no.
Man, Jareth has one hell of a Didymus.
We can use that word for a name of this dog guy.
He's like a weird dog box fucking knight.
Yeah.
But they get to Goblin Town and they're trying to go in the doors.
Yeah.
Gigantic armored door monster.
Yeah, the
who
door
says
closes.
One thing.
Who goes?
Yeah.
Who goes?
Yeah. And he walks out of the door, and he's a fucking giant suit of armor that's slow as fuck.
Yeah, this giant
which doesn't make any sense
automaton.
To me. You figure they would just, like, walk by it. Because he's
right.
Slow as
fuck
shit.
Fuck this guy.
And there's, like, rubber spikes behind them.
Yeah, they
like
buff in all these floppy spikes. Kind of like the floppy gun.
Oh, on Batman. The Batman guns are all floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's supposed to be these menacing spikes that all come out of the ground so they can't go backwards. And then the fucking dog touches it and they fucking wobble. They wobble. They look like the spikes on... Remember in the Beetlejuice movie where he's got the spikes that come out of him?
Yeah.
Because someone holds him and he's all little and the spikes come out. And he's standing there and they're like all like foam and like rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they reminded me of. But they gotta fucking fight this giant suit of armor, which they can't do without fucking Hoggle.
Yeah, Hoggle's back again.
Yeah. He keeps showing up. He's like, I know I fucked up, but I'm gonna help you.
She'll never forgive me.
Yeah. And fucking, so Hoggle jumps off this wall on top of this giant fucking robot door and pulls the top of it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the head of it is bigger than Hoggle.
Yeah, but he just yanks it right off and throws it.
Throws it on the ground, and there's this little dude inside. He's like, hey, what are you doing? Why the fuck are you in my suit of armor? And they fucking, so Hoggle pulls him out, and he jumps inside. He's like, I'm going to drive this thing.
Yeah, there's 400 levers and a million pressure gauges and a bunch of buttons. Yeah, he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's doing more damage to their cause just by fucking with it than the guy that was in it was doing who knew how to run the damn thing.
And he fucking he pushes a button at one point, the axe that this thing is carrying gets stuck in the ceiling above him, and now the thing's just broken.
Yeah, it starts smoking, they're like, get out! And he does a fucking belly flop from 33 feet in the air.
It looks like it hurt. You can tell there's a little bang! There's a little person in the suit when it fucking hits the ground.
Smack! Fucking belly flop!
He wants to hit, and that's when they're like, cut. Are
you okay? Alright, let's get this little guy to the hospital. Fucking.
Are you okay? Are your ribs shattered? Like,
remember, we only got one take to do this.
Like, he's an extra in Return of the Jedi later on. Like, we need to keep him. He just fucking smashes into the ground and it stands up. He's like, I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
And now Hoggle's all fucking... He's high and mighty. He's like, let's do this. Let's go kill that rat named Jareth.
Yeah, let's get him.
Let's go get him.
I'm not scared of him anymore because I've got friends.
Yeah. So they fucking go into Goblin Town.
Yeah, they go into Goblin Town where there's pissing fountains.
There's fountains that look like Hoggle pissing.
Yeah.
And Jareth's sitting there, and he's got the fucking baby in his hands, and he's looking at the clock, and he's like, fuck, she's got like 10 minutes, I'm good, I fucking won. And this fucking goblin runs in, and he's like, sir, you're in the city. He's
they
like,
made
what?
It into the city. They're
in the Goblin City. He's like, what? And he fucking stands up, he's like, what? How are they here?
Made it this far.
Yeah. I need my army out here to fight her now.
Send the army to the city.
Yeah. And they go. There's like a million goblins that go to the fucking...
Fucking millions of them.
And they're chasing the shit out of these guys in the Goblin City.
And,
and
it's all of a sudden turns into one of those fucking... One of those old things where it goes... And they're fucking walking. They're like running through hallways and doors and shit. Like,
nobody notices me.
They don't
like,
see the Ludo.
Ludo's like... hide-and-seek champions of the world.
Ludo's like 9 feet tall and he's a giant fucking beard with a tail. And they don't notice him. And he's just walking around like... Nobody sees me. Exactly. He's just fucking walking around, no problem. And they get trapped inside this house... That Ludo just opens
the house.
like those old dollhouses.
Yeah, he pulls a wall.
He just pulls a wall open, they walk inside, and then he closes that wall.
Yeah.
And he stands outside the chimney and starts doing his fucking rock chants.
Yeah. Sir Didymus is still outside, though, like, fucking trying to get his dog.
Yeah, his dog's fucking chattering teeth, like those little toy chattering teeth, you just hear it.
Yeah.
And fucking he's shaking. And he's surrounded by goblin guards, and he goes, we've got them surrounded! Like, he's surrounded, so he's not doing shit.
Yeah.
And fucking Ludo comes out of the chimney and he looks around and he's like, fucking rock chant. He starts going, ooh.
Yeah, and yeah, Sarah's like, fucking call the rocks, Ludo! It's not fair!
It sounds like the fucking noise from Mortal Kombat before Shao Kahn was like, Mortal Kombat is ready! You just hear, and the fucking rocks, all these boulders are coming down, and they're like, these rocks have brains. Like, they're like...
Yeah,
they're rolling. Smart. They're rolling towards the goblins. They're jumping over walls.
Yeah,
and
they're fucking following them. It's not like... And, you know, Ludo doesn't see everything that's happening.
These rocks see for him.
Yeah.
And then this is when we see my fucking favorite... Rock friend! This is my favorite weapon in this movie, which is the little bomb spike dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
a cannons that shoot goblin dudes.
It's like a bomb. With spikes on top, and there's a dude inside of it, and his arms and legs stick out, and he shoots him against the wall, and he sticks it, he's like, I think I hit something! Did I hit something?
I hit something, yes! No!
It's the fucking best thing you can do. Little striped shirt awesome. On.
Later on, one of the rocks plugs a cannon that has one of those, and it fucking explodes.
And it's looking, doing the drunk walk, and it's going, oh god!
There's a goblin like,
hey, I thought I fucking fired you!
Yeah.
It's like, shit, man!
But after the fucking rocks crush all the goblins, they get to the goblin king, the goblin castle.
Yeah.
They get to his castle, they're about to go up the stairs, and Sarah turns around, she's like, fuck all of my friends, I don't want you here.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? We just came this whole way with you, and she's like, I don't need you. So they're like, well...
She's gotta do it herself.
Well, if you should need us. And she's like, yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Like, they have phones. Yeah. Like, they live in fucking Goblin World. They don't have phones.
Yeah.
And this is where we fucking go into the M.C. Escher world.
Yeah, this is right. Yeah, this fucking stairs. Yeah, it's M.C. Escher fucking...
Like, the picture that M.C. Escher did with all the stairs are upside down, right side up, on the walls, sideways. This is the room she is now in.
Yeah.
Which is a poster on her wall in her room in the real world.
Yeah.
So, she's fucking chasing the baby... And David Bowie's chasing her.
She's singing again. This is where he actually says it.
Everything I've done for you. Like, the whole fucking time, he's just walking around like...
Your eyes can be so cruel.
And he's fucking coming out of, like, doorways and shit. And Sarah's going, Toby! And she's looking over, and Toby's sitting on the edge of a staircase like he's gonna jump. And he looks up, and he's like, fuck you, bitch!
And
you gave me away to the Goblin King!
Stairs. He's climbing up stairs, walking around. It's a fucking baby!
Yeah, he's like, you gave me away to the Goblin King. I don't want you. And then fucking David Bowie comes around the corner again. He's like, all of this I've done for you. And it's like, stop fucking singing everything!
Look into my balls!
Yeah.
Can you see your dreams in there?
Yeah, so Toby's chasing one of these fucking glass balls that's bouncing down the stairs and stuff. And Sarah comes to the edge. She's like, fuck it. And she jumps off the edge to go save Toby. And right when she jumps, the world is destroyed.
Fucking the world falls apart. She falls.
She falls gently.
Through it, floating.
Gently down.
Feather-like.
Almost like Princess Peach in Super Mario Brothers 2, where she can kind of float
across
stuff.
She's got the fucking
dress that floats.
That's like a weird Mary Poppins effect.
Yeah. So she floats down all fucking softly and lands. And now we have David Bowie in full cockpiece plumage owl outfit.
Man, he has his cock bulge in this scene.
Yeah,
is mind blowing.
Yeah, like it almost takes off. The owl he turns into is in his pants.
Yeah.
Like it's a magic trick.
Yeah.
Like boom, I'm an owl, and it's in his pants. But his outfit from like his nipples down is just like a white jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And from his nipples up is fucking
feathers.
Like tons and tons of white feathers. His hair is all fucking weird feathered.
He's got these weird like bird spine
like bones coming out of his back.
Things, yeah.
And he's at this weird eye makeup, and he's like, Sarah, I thought this is what you wanted. You said you didn't want a brother anymore.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, this isn't real. This isn't what it is, what it's supposed to be. And he's like, don't say it.
Yeah.
He
was like, no, there was like a weird part though where he was like,
all you need to do is fear me and let me control you, and I will be your slave. Yeah, it was fucking weird. It didn't make any sense.
What does that fucking mean?
If you make me your master, I will be your slave. Like, what? That, no? It doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah. And she's like, and he's got a ball in his hand. He's holding it towards her face, like, take it, take it. And she goes, you have no power over me. And he goes, fuck you, bitch.
His dreams are shattered. He's got that fucking straight face on. You fucking said it, didn't you?
You fucking bitch. You said it. Why did you say it? And the fucking world just crumbles around him. He's like, God damn it. I was this close. Yeah. And he fucking turns around and turns into Owl Bowie.
Yeah.
And fucking flies away all pissed off because she said the words.
See, I think what would have been a more effective thing is if she had said that. And he fucking curdled up
into a
steaming pile of goblin shit.
Yeah.
Like one of those bubbly rectums from the bog of eternal stench.
Like, this is a question I had right at the beginning of the movie. Like, if he's the Goblin King, why doesn't he look like a goblin?
Yeah.
Like, he should look like fucking Ganon from Zelda. Like, a big fucking
pig.
Yeah,
he should be fucking monstrous and ugly.
Yeah. But he's a fucking shapeshifter. He can turn into an owl and he can turn into David Bowie. That's it. That's all he's got.
He's got that weird beggar fucking goblin suit on.
Oh, yeah. But it's just like a fucking...
He chooses to look as fucking weird as he does.
Yeah.
You can tell he's a shapeshifter, too, because unless you have some sort of doppelganger shapeshifter ability, you cannot have a fucking cock bulge that enormous, that immense.
It's like the Transformers, where the chest opens up and you push their head inside and they turn into a ship.
Yeah.
You open his cock bulge and you push his head inside and he turns into an owl.
Yeah. Yeah. Into the cock bulge.
Into the
tremendous
cock
bulge.
And his fucking legs fold around his head, turns into wings, and he flies away.
Yeah.
And this is fucking... It just ends. Like, he flies away, she's back at her house.
Yeah, back like, home.
She's in the living room, and the owl flies out of the living room, and the same weird 13-hour clock's on the wall, except it's 12 hours now.
Yeah.
And she fucking runs upstairs, Toby's sleeping. Not a problem. She gives him Lancelot, the bear, that she was all fucking bent. Like, that started everything, was this fucking bear. She's like, oh, you can have it.
Oh, she was all butthurt earlier.
I'm okay with it. You can have it. She goes back to her room, and she's like, ah, that was cool. She starts taking down pictures of her fucking mom with David Bowie. She's like, I don't need these anymore.
Fuck
that, I have
bitch.
Friends. Looks in the mirror, fucking Ludo is like, friends? Yeah. And she's like, fucking, turns
people
around.
Popping up around her.
Goes back into the mirror, fucking Sir Didymus is there. He's like, well, if you should need us,
we'll be here if you need us.
We'll be here for when you have no fucking friends.
Hoddle
and you
climbs
are,
out from under the bed.
Yeah, when you have no fucking friends and you need someone to talk to, you can talk to your fucking rat dog, your fucking pool pissing fucking gnome, and your giant beard.
Yeah.
Like, if you need someone to talk to, and she's like,
well, I do need you.
I do need you guys. I need all of you. And they're like, you do?
Well, why didn't you fucking say something?
Turns around, they're all
everybody. Even the guys that she hated in the
goddamn the fire monsters, the goblins with the fucking helmets and the little fucking rat spikes.
They all have party hats on.
It's a fucking party now.
Yeah, they dance.
And they're all dancing around. They're having a good time. And then just fucking, you look out the window and David Bowie is fucking looking through the window like, God damn it, that should be me partying.
Fuck. I had the party at my castle!
I had the party at my castle and you didn't want to go. And then he fucking flies away.
Into the moon.
Into the moon. And that's the end of the movie.
Fucking roll credits. The end.
Right? Like, it's fucking crazy.
It goes into another song.
It goes back into a song, but it's not him singing it. Or is it?
I don't know.
It's fucking like crazy man singing.
Everything I've done for you.
So now that we're done talking about the movie, we have to talk about the beard count.
We have a list of beards we saw.
Now, I'm pretty depressed. This is our fourth movie, and there's not a lot of beards. It's all fucking mustaches.
Man, you know what, though? I think stashes in the 80s.
That was the thing. Magnum P.I., fucking Tom Selleck.
Dude.
It's all fucking stashes.
Yeah, man. You know? Burt Reynolds.
So this movie, we had Old Man Goblin Stash right at the beginning of the movie when they're talking about she's going to say the words. His mustache comes from his nose to his fucking nipples.
Is she going to say the words? His
fucking huge mustache.
Yeah.
And then Hoggle, he doesn't have a beard or a mustache, but he's got some fucking kicking sideburns.
Dude, he's got chops for days.
Huge chops. And then the fucking Doorman 69 Rat Dogs, tops and bottoms.
Tops
all
and
four
bottoms.
Of those heads all have a fucking little ratty mustache.
Yeah.
We got the bird head dude. He has a fucking massive mustache
that
goes
wise
to his
man,
floor.
His stash and brows are fucking enviable.
Oh yeah, they're intense. And then we got the fucking dance magic goblin. During the dance magic dance fucking song, there's a goblin who has a mustache. He's just in the background.
Yeah.
And then the helping hands.
Yeah,
one of those helping hands.
Some of there's a couple pairs.
Of fucking helping hands mustaches.
They had hand beards, hand mustaches.
We've decided that Ludo is a beard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's one of the beards in the movie is Ludo,
character.
Yeah,
he is a
beard.
Total beard.
And then we have the Asian stash goblin. One of the goblins looked like a fucking Patty farm worker.
Yeah,
and he had a fucking little Fu Manchu going on.
Yeah.
And then we had one of the fire dance guys. He had a mustache.
A lot of stashes.
Sir Didymus had a big stash and big fucking sideburns.
Yeah.
He was rocking it. There was a steampunk goblin who came out of the giant...
Yeah, the giant
goblin,
armor
the,
door.
The armor door. He came out. He was all fucking steampunk as fuck. He had, like, bat wings that were made out of, like, toothpicks and shit.
Yeah.
He had a mustache.
Weird parchment wings.
Yeah, and then I have fucking... Oh, the Genghis Khan stash.
Yeah, Genghis
one
stash.
One of the guys looked like Genghis Khan, and he had a fucking stash.
Yeah.
So that's the beard count.
Lots of stashes in
this. Lots of stashes.
This
I'm
movie,
disappointed.
Though.
We need something with beards in it. We need to find a movie that has beards in it.
Yeah. But you know what? Even without all kinds of beard, this had a beard.
This had a beard. Well, a character was a beard. Yeah, and this movie rocks.
This movie kicks all the asses.
This is on my list of fucking favorite movies when I was a kid. I love this movie. I know I said last time that only Batman can get a 5.
I knew you were going to
give this movie
a 5.
I'm giving Labyrinth 5 out of 5 beards. What do you give it?
I'm going to give it 4.5 beards.
You son of a bitch. 4 beards and a stash.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 4 beards, a stash, and some rockin' fucking chops.
There
Dad.
We go, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I would give it a 5, if there was a little less cock balls.
If there was a little less cock, give it a 5.
You know?
But you know what? Sometimes you gotta take the cock. Bulge. In the movie. Anyway. So, alright, well, that was Labyrinth. If you want to prepare for next week, we're watching Lost Boys,
yeah,
which is my favorite non-Dracula vampire movie. I fucking love Lost Boys.
Sleep all day, party all night, never grow old.
Never grow old. Yeah, I fucking love the Lost Boys. It's like, that's 80s as fuck.
Yeah.
And like, the makeup in Lost Boys, a lot of it, you can tell, like, later on, like, that Buffy show, the vampires look a lot like the vampires in Lost Boys. Like, their fucking whole face changes.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. So next week, we're going to do Lost Boys, episode 5. So if you guys want to watch that ahead of time,
with
go for
Corys.
It. With the Corys. Both Corys, while they were both alive.
Yeah.
If you guys want to watch it, go for it. Again, all of our shit is at the end, because we don't want to say it every time, you know, email and all that stuff.
Hell yeah. Don't forget, though, to go on iTunes and give us 5 fucking stars. Give us a nice review.
Right. Give us 5 beards.
5
on fucking
beards.
iTunes.
The more of that shit we get, the more listeners we get.
Yeah, because iTunes has a way of promoting podcasts that have good reviews to it. If you get a lot of good reviews and a lot of 5 stars, they'll put you on the front page.
Yeah.
And if you're on the front page on the new and noteworthy, a lot of fucking people are going to listen to it. The more listeners we get, the even better this show would be. I mean, the show's already amazing.
Yeah, like our beards, we want our fan base
to grow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, that's the end of this week. I'm Ricky Piven.
I'm Shane Reich.
Watch some fucking movies. Grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.